Hi, I'm John Hilliard, an assistant editor with TechTarget Storage Media Group. I'm here today speaking with Lauren Whitehouse, a storage industry analyst, about tape and tape vaulting. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us today, Lauren.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Well, let's just jump into this. I guess the first question I'd have, and I think we were talking about this before we went live, if you don't back up to tape now, is it worth starting it? Are the recent developments in tape really worthwhile for those who have already invested in this technology?
Yeah, so I think with any type of purchase that you're making, you're always going to look to first, what are your requirements? And then you're going to want to match your requirements with what is available in the market. The types of requirements for tape would be things like long-term retention, not really having an issue with backup window. So there probably are a lot of IT organizations that would opt to get into tape, especially since the innovation around tape technology is continuing and there's a lot of very fast, high-capacity tape available. Clearly, I think people focus on the downside of, tape is not as flexible a medium as disk, but it's a lot less costly. And again, going back to, you really have to look at what your requirements are and match those to what's available as far as a medium. So I think people would get into tape.
I know one of the more recent developments in tape is linear tape file system. Can you talk about that and also any other technologies that really are keeping it relevant today?
Yeah, so as I said, the tape drive manufacturers are continuing to drive innovation with their technology to, speed up the performance of tape drives and in addition, increase the capacity that can be held on tape media. So today you would require a lot less tape cartridges than you would in the past for maybe the same backup set, which makes it easier when you're talking about backup and recovery and not have to do a lot of tape handling. There's a lot of automation that's still out there from an autoloader or silo type of approach that makes it a lot easier. And every backup application that came out of the traditional sort of tape style of backup knows how to deal with those types of devices. But I think LTFS is one of the more exciting things that's going on right now because it can offer a lot more flexibility to organizations that want to leverage tape as a medium but want that capability of laying down data on the tape media differently than they have in the past. Things like deduplication might become more prevalent. It's available today, but it's not really widely used. With LTFS, that might make it a lot easier. Also, being able to back up a virtual machine onto tape might be something that's easier with LTFS. So it's kind of exciting.
You were telling me earlier there's a growing distinction between archiving and backup, and I was talking to you about e-discovery and whether or not using tape would be a disadvantage in that kind of use. Could you kind of fill me in on some of the differences that have grown between these, and what relationship tape would have to things like e-discovery or those other kinds of things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the focus over the last couple of years has been on disk as a medium because again, it does offer you a lot more flexibility in manipulating data once it's stored. Faster access times, faster backup, faster recovery. When you start talking about archiving, there's kind of two different types of archiving. There's that long-term retention that you're going to have. So if I back up my data onto whatever media, disk or tape or cloud, I might have to save that for some period of time to meet either my corporate requirements or some type of regulatory mandate. If you need to access data that's on a medium like tape, it can be so much more cumbersome. You're relying on the catalog that you have available in your backup solution to know which tape you have to go to, but then it's a little bit more cumbersome to actually retrieve that data. You don't have visibility maybe across all the tape sets that you might have being stored. So an active archive is something that has been, over the last probably several years, the way to go if you have e-discovery requirements or compliance requirements that, it would be a lot easier to manage from a disk-based perspective than a tape-based perspective. And I think what's happened, though, in the last couple of years is that there are those that know that they have those archive requirements, an active archive requirement, and they've kind of put those systems in place. And then there's everybody else that just treats backup on long-term retention media as a quote-unquote archive. So,
speaking about tape backup, I'd like to talk a little bit about SLAs. First off, are SLAs negotiable? And what are the kind of things you can do to make sure you get your tapes back in a timely manner?
Yeah, so I think when you say SLA, you're referring to I contract with a vendor for some offsite storage in a long-term retention strategy. And that could be your local VAR. That could be a company like Iron Mountain that, houses records for companies, or someone else. And yes, SLAs are negotiable. Typically, you want to look at the policies that you have in your organization, what SLAs you've negotiated with your constituents, to understand what that timetable looks like. So if I've promised a certain amount of uptime to, the financial organization in my company, I have to make sure that I negotiate SLAs with my supply chain to make sure that I can meet the ones that I've promised my internal customer. Storing stuff with Iron Mountain, for example, you could make a request to have your tapes pulled from, your storage inventory. And if you meet that requirement to, get your request in by 3 o'clock, it'll probably be shipped the next day. And if you did an overnight shipment, you'd have it the next day. And so really that kind of gives you a, 36 to, 48 hour window of time to meet that requirement.
What about chain of custody? Since you're putting your data in another company's hands, how important is tape encryption, and what are the other steps you can do to kind of protect data that's on a tape?
Yeah, so I think there was kind of a rude awakening a couple years ago when there was a lot of publicized events of tapes falling off the back of trucks, so to speak, and they weren't encrypted. And, there was kind of this breach of privacy for some companies that they had to be reported because of regulatory requirements. And so that just brought the issue kind of to the fore. It's probably just a good practice anytime data is leaving your company that it be protected. And protected means, number one, what's the chain of custody for that particular data? And number two, is it encrypted? And who's holding the keys to that encryption? So those are probably two of the best practices that you want to put out there. But inevitably, if a tape backup application is writing the data to that tape and it's potentially deduplicated or compressed, it's in a state that it's not like someone can just pop it in a tape drive and read it anyway. So you've got this very slim lever of protection, but you want to add that next layer and add encryption.
And finally, I'd like to circle back to where we started off with the future of tape. Where do you see tape, the role of tape evolving in the future?
So it's still a medium that people are using. It's not going away. It's definitely being relied on less for the everyday operational recovery. But when you're looking at retaining data for a long period of time, it's a very cost-effective medium. And so companies have still built a lot of process around using tape. The difference is that they've inserted disk somewhere in their backup process so that they get the job done faster and they can recover from disk for most of their recoveries. And then they'll rely on tape for more of the disaster recovery or I need a file from 2 years ago type of situation. So it still plays a role. I think the advancements that we're seeing with, performance improvements, higher capacity, things like LTFS, which is allowing us to have a little bit more flexibility with tape media, could open the door to tape being used in different ways in organizations. So I think there's a lot of interesting things that could happen shortly.
All right. Thanks a lot, Lauren. And that was Lauren Whitehouse, storage industry expert on tape and tape vaulting. For more information about data backup and other storage-related issues, check out Storage Media Group's main website at searchstorage.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.